returns from backbiting, backbiting.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to an episode of our series, The Sin of Backbiting. Before starting our episode, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After listening to this excellence, make the intention that you will include Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in your day-to-day life, inshallah azza wa jal. The most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Send salat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will send mercy upon you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we're going to start our episode by listening about a mysterious Habshi. Shaykh Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi was a very humble person who used to think of himself as lower than everyone else. One day, at the bank of a river, he saw a Habashi, that is a dark-skinned person, along with a woman and a bottle of alcohol. Sheikh thought to himself, can this alcoholic Habashi be better than me? In the meanwhile, a boat passed by 7 people on board. All of a sudden, that boat sank and all the people aboard began to drown in the water. After seeing that, the Habashi jumped out into the river and took out 6 people, one after another, then said to me, You take out the 7th person. I was testing you to see if you are good at heart. Beware, this is not just some woman. She is my mother. And what I have in this bottle is nothing but water. Sheikh realized that the Habashi was not a common man, but was sent from the unseen to reform him. Sheikh then respected him and asked him to make a supplication for him. He made the supplication, May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow you eyes that can see the inside of the heart. After that incident, the Shaykh never thought of anyone worse than himself. Later, when someone asked him, Is a dog better than you or you are better than the dog? The Shaykh replied, If I am able to attain salvation from the torment, then I am better than the dog. Otherwise, the dog is better than hundreds of sinners like me. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Now we know that we should not form a false opinion about a Muslim because we do not know what rank each of us holds before Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have come to know that the Habashi, the dark-skinned slave, was a saint and dear to Allah Azza wa Jal. We should never disrespect someone based on their physique, their attire, and other apparent physical features. Hujjatul Islam, Shaykh Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali says, One day in a year of drought in Medina, زادها الله شرفا وتعظيما. The people got out along with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh for offering Salatul Istisqa, that is Salah offered for rainfall. Everyone supplicated with tears in their eyes, but none of the supplications seemed to have been accepted. One Habashi, that is a dark skin slave, came around wearing two sheets and made a supplication like this. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, we are sinners and you have seized water to teach us respect. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, with your blessing, let the rain descend. Let it immediately rain. Let it immediately rain. Let it immediately rain. All of a sudden, thundering clouds covered the sky and it began to rain heavily. Shaykh Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came to Sayyidina Shaykh Fuzail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and said, "You look sad. What is the matter?" He then told of the incident that had taken place. Shaykh Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi then screamed and fainted. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Muhabbat mein apni guma ya ilahi. Na paau mein apna pata ya ilahi. Tere khauf se, tere dar se hamesha. Main thar thar rahun kaanpta ya ilahi. Make me drown in your love, O Allah Azza wa Jal, so much that I may lose my way, O Allah. From your fear, I always tremble and shake, O Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order to rid yourself from the habit of backbiting and to make a habit of offering salah and practicing the sunnah, travel in the Madani Qaflas with the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Lead your life according to the guidelines of the Nek Amal booklet in order to prosper in the world and to be successful in the hereafter. Fill the booklet of the Nek Amal and hand it to the representative of Dawat-e-Islami on the first day of every month. The virtues of traveling in Madani Qafla with good intentions are truly great. An Islamic brother narrated, "My sister-in-law was pregnant. We found out through an ultrasound that she would have a girl. They had a desire to have a boy, and thus my brother made an intention. If a baby boy were born, then I would travel with Madani Qafla for 3 days. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a baby boy was born." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Masha Allah Azza wa Jal, a righteous intention to travel in the Madani Qafla coupled with the blessings of the Madani Qafla itself, and Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, they were blessed with a baby boy. Keep in mind that the more righteous intentions one has, the more sawab he will attain. We shouldn't forget, however, that the attainment of reward in the hereafter is essential with the intention for the fulfillment of a permissible objective. For example, if the intention to travel in the Madani Qafla was just to be blessed with a baby boy, then one will not attain the reward for traveling in the Madani Qafla. If the intention was made for the attainment of sawab, then even if the desire to have a baby boy is not fulfilled, one will still read the sawab. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the Quran, part 13 of Surah Yusuf, verse 56, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, "And we waste not the reward of the righteous." Someone relayed to Shaykh Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi that someone had backbitten about him. The Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sent the backbiter a gift of dates and also a message that, "I heard that you have donated me your good deeds, so here are dates in return for you." May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how awliya-i kiram of Allah Azza wa Jal called people to righteousness when the backbiter got the gift of dates? Just imagine how impressed he would have been by the mindset of the saint. This is also a fact that the one who is a victim of backbiting remains at a gain, because the good deeds of the backbiter get transferred into the book of deeds of the victim. And since someone is giving us the good deeds, he has to be our well-wisher. Therefore, rather than quarreling with them, we should make supplication for them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami stated, I heard that so and so person spoke ill of me. I knew the tale of Sayyidina Shaykh Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, so to follow him, I sent a bottle of fragrance to him. I also requested the messenger through whom the gift was being sent to reform the backbiter and to inform him as to why the gift was being sent. Once, a few Islamic brothers and I were going somewhere and we passed by the shop of the person who had committed backbiting against me. As soon as he saw me, he immediately came out of his shop, greeting us warmly and also offering us some fruit juice. Then he also asked me to make supplication for the prospering of his business. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this context, let's listen to another faith-enlightening parable. There was an Alawi girl that used to live in the city of Baghdad. She was handicapped for 15 years. One day, she woke up and found herself completely well. Now, she was able to sit, walk, and stand. She was asked by someone about that. She replied, one night I was very sad and I made this supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal that either give me death or help me get rid of this. I also cried a lot. I had a dream in which a saint came to me. I started trembling and asked him, is it okay for you to come to me like this? He replied, I am your father. I thought to myself that he was my ancestor, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. I asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you not see my condition? He replied, I am your father, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I said while crying, please ask Allah Azza wa Jal for my health. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam moved his blessed lips and then asked, give me your hand. I did as was asked. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam pulled me up. He then said, stand up, taking the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. I said, I am handicapped. How can I get up? He replied, show me both of your hands. The most dignified Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam pulled both of the hands and got me up. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did that three times and then said, Allah Azza wa Jal has given you health now. Go praise Allah Azza wa Jal and be fearful of Him. He then left. When I woke up, I was all fine. This tale gained a lot of publicity in the city of Baghdad. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Khalid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reported, I was sitting in a Jami Masjid and some people started backbiting against someone. I asked them to stop, so they started talking about something else. Sometime later, they started backbiting the same person again. That time, I decided to sit with them too. I had a dream that night that a tall black man bought a piece of pig's flesh and said to me, "Eat it." I replied, "Why should I eat this? By Allah Azza wa Jal, I will not eat it." He said it, jerking me hard, "You did something worse than eating this meat." He then grabbed me by the neck and started shoving the blood flowing meat into my mouth until I woke up. By Allah Azza wa Jal, I smelled the meat for the next 30 days. And whenever I ate something, I would feel the taste of the same meat. Dear viewers of Madri Channel, those saints were very fortunate that they were warned through their dreams. What about us? Who knows how much backbiting we have already done and participated in such ill conversations. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the humiliation in this world and in the hereafter. It has been observed that one who gets the punishment immediately after committing a sin and gets humiliated in this world. On page 646 of Jahannam Mein Le Jane Wale A'mal, a 853 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Da'wat-e-Islami, it is cited, some people looked at an attractive boy or a woman with lust. Their eyes popped out of their sockets, hanging on their cheeks. Some tried to touch the opposite gender and their hands interlaced with each other and they were humiliated in that way. People tried their best to separate them but failed until some scholars guided them to repent and ask for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal and promise that they will never do such an evil act. Upon doing so, they were relieved. Allama Ibn Hajar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, something similar to this happened to a person I knew. He was a handsome person, but once he committed a sin in the sacred place of Masjid al-Haram. The wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal came down and mutilated his entire face. His body turned flabby. He lost the sense to think and lost his voice as well. In other words, he became someone that people could learn lessons from. We seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from going astray and pray to be saved from such tests until death. Indeed, He Azza wa Jal is the most merciful and the most generous. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, no one likes to find faults within himself. The author of the book Backbiting says that, "I was along with other Islamic brothers, got out of the house of another Islamic brother after having lunch and got into the elevator. We felt it was hot. Someone spotted a fan inside the elevator and said, 'There is a fan here.' Another person said, 'The elevator of the building you're living in has air conditioning.' Our host, who was a tenant of one of the apartments in the building, said, 'Yes, this building is pretty old.' I, the author, said to him, 'How do you think the owner of this building will feel if he heard you say this? Would he be pleased or displeased?' Our host was regretful as he realized that the owner would be displeased. He then told an own experience saying, 'I used to own an old car. Once my friend said to me, "Why don't you get rid of this junk?" I felt so bad due to that comment that I stopped using the car and parked it at my friend's house. It has now been a while and it is still there. I don't want to sell it because I have a lot of memories associated with that car." Everyone in the elevator repented from saying anything or hearing anything that can be considered as backbiting. Dear viewers on Madani Channel, we learn from the story that we just heard that talking excessively can be very dangerous and can lead one to commit acts of backbiting without even realizing that the sin was committed. The story we just heard at least has two things that can be considered as backbiting. Firstly, the statement that the building is pretty old, and secondly, that the elevator has only a fan in it while other buildings has AC in it. If the building owner heard this, then he would not like it so much, and this could be considered as backbiting. Dear viewers, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, makes a dua. He says, Ya Rab Azza wa Jal, forgive us without accountability. O Allah Azza wa Jal, please forgive all our sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, save us from sins like backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, making false accusations and hurting the feelings of others. O Allah Azza wa Jal, help us in performing salah, following sunnah, fulfilling the Madani In'amat booklet and traveling in Madani Qafla. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bestow us with steadfastness in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the entire ummah of the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, bringing this episode towards the conclusion, let's cover up what we heard in this episode. In this episode, we listened to different parables, different stories related to backbiting. We also learned that we should not talk excessively. And we also learned that if we commit a sin, we should ask for forgiveness immediately. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the severe sin of backbiting, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah. Oh Allah. Backbiting. Oh Allah. Protect our tongues from backbiting.